We'll move on to some letters taken from the evening news this week. Graham Edwards of Catfield queries water restriction priorities. I have a question that perhaps Anglian Water may be able to answer. I have a domestic model pressure washer, which requires modest amounts of water when used to clean my car. Unfortunately, since it connects to the tap via a short length of hose pipe, I'm currently banned from using it. I can, however, burn up some fossil fuel to drive a few miles to my nearest, we only take cash, car wash, which employs an industrial-sized pressure washer, to carry out the same job that could have been done at home with half the amount of water. What part do such restrictions play in helping to preserve our precious and dwindling water reserves?
Next, Helen Shaw of Dereham urges us all to use less energy. Solar farms being built near your home can be a pain in the neck, granted, but what's the alternative? Would you rather have a fossil-fuelled fire power station on your doorstep with massive concrete towers belching pollution into the air? If we don't want to keep building new sources of electricity, then we need to stop using so much of it. We could start by getting rid of those pointless LED advertising screens that keep popping up in our public spaces. They seem to be permanently switched on and are horrendously inefficient. Each one uses as much power as three average households over 24 hours.
Recognition of police bravery is demanded by Phil Rimmer of Falkirk. In a recent report, the Police and Crime Commissioner, Colin Sutton, is quoted as follows. What these young officers do for the people of Norfolk should never be underestimated. We are really, really lucky to have them keeping us safe. Is that the same Police and Crime Commissioner who apparently refused to engage with this newspaper when asked to comment on the recent riots in Thetford? After all, those officers policing the Thetford disturbances also showed real bravery, and one or two of them might also have been involved in both incidents. Mr. Sutton would do well to remember the ideal of credit where it's due.
Allegiance of Norwich City football fans to the club is a bit of a mystery to R. King of Royden, as he counts off the nationality of the playing staff. Every week I get a paper supplement telling how Norwich City got on over the weekend. I can't claim to be a football supporter, but I do watch the England games. But how many of the people that go to the matches are supporting Norwich? It's owned by an American, managed by a Belgian, and just counting, of the 38 players, only 14 are English, and I suspect hardly any come from Norwich or Norfolk.